Afternoon, Lee, and welcome back to the home run. Hope you find you well on this lovely Tuesday afternoon.
It's a cracker.
Yeah, mostly sunny, 28. Yeah, we got some good weather happening, haven't we, at the moment?
It's about time. I've loved the rain, but it's time for summer. So
we have had a bit of rain, though, haven't we?
Yeah, we've got to get out and about.
Now, this weekend.
Sunday, the sporting precinct is finally open to the public. So yep. Get down, open day, 9 till 2. There'll be plenty going on, so check out the great stadium and the oval that's been built. It's a fantastic community spot, so get down there. And then even later on that night, from 7 till 9, we're going to turn on the light so you can feel like an AFL star and go down there and snap a couple from the boundary.
Actually, have you seen it with the lights on?
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable. It's actually got three settings. So there's a training setting, which is... Yep. A bit more dull, and then you've obviously got the AFL standard lighting.
Yeah.
But then you've also got the cricket nighttime cricket standard, which is some ridiculous lux, so you can see the ball. Yeah. So it's pretty crazy.
Clear a couple of rumours up this afternoon. You know what Mildura's like with rumours and chit chat.
As long as they're not about me.
They're not about you, Lou. Showpiece centre court at the indoor centre. There is one.
There is, and this is. There's been a lot of rumours flying around about the stadium, and I guess that a lot of it's to do with not being able to release some information while there's been tender processes and things going on. But you know that's standard. But yeah, there's over 400 seats in the main court already up on the balcony. But yep. I do believe that we've ordered the electronic seating to go on the other side, which will fold out on centre court nights.
It's quite amazing to watch.
Actually. Yeah, they are. They're pretty unbelievable. All the NBL and NBA use them all the time. So there'll be 1,000 seats at least on show court when it's time. And, you know, when the Bendigo Spirit play their first game, hopefully it's... chockers.
Well, it will be full.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, it will be.
Because that's one of the rumours getting around. There was no showpiece centre court. And that's probably backward if you hadn't done that, but you've done that. Same with the football ground.
Yeah, the football ground, a lot of questions about seating about that as well. But a lot of that is in stage two, which will be ready for the AFL or the SFL league this year.
Yep.
Next year.
So,
yep. Yeah, so they'll be seating all the way around the ground on the boundary line. There's a hill going in on the other side.
Yep.
There's also old school parking, which we all love when it gets too cold. You've got to have the pie in the car. And then there'll be undercover seating next to the stadium. So that's a big one. And I know everyone's asked questions about it, but we're trying to move forward as much as possible because we do want to attract AFL games. So that's the biggest one.
Well, we're just talking off air. Like they play home and away matches in Ballarat. The weather's... I know you got Ballarat people go and watch, so they're acclimatised to it. But there is no reason why we can't dream on that scale and approach the AFL.
Well, I think the other thing is too, we've got the airport for it as well. You know,
exactly right.
You fly in from Melbourne, you're only an hour away. It takes you longer to get in from Broadmeadows than it does to fly here. So there's no reason why we're not. And we're leaving no stone unturned in that situation. We want as many games as possible like that. You know, even the T20, Sheffield Shield, those games as well. You know, we want a jam packet full of. Spectator sport.
Now the lighting.
Yes. Yeah.
Save the council a lot of money.
Yeah. This lighting the regions, which was we partnered with 10 other Victorian councils, the Central Victorian Green Alliances, and Victorian Government to basically change over 1,800 street lights in our region to LED. So. Yep. Reduces maintenance, obviously replacement and things like that. So over the next 20 years, it should save us about $2.5 million.
Over the next 20 years?
Yeah, which goes back into the council coffers and hopefully that gets spent on other community projects, which is really needed. We know how tight the budget is and we need as much money in there for community groups as possible. So that's a huge one. And we also, just on that note, there was 1.6 contributed from Department of Infrastructure. So, you know, we didn't play the whole whack, which is fantastic as well.
What else we got in the books today?
Well, this one's an interesting one and something that's add down to the riverfront again.
Yeah.
The Ornamental Lakes have now become an endangered fish nursery for 600 Southern Purple Spotted Gudgeon and Murray River Rainbow Fish.
Rainbow fish.
Yeah, so it's a very interesting project by the Catchment Management Authority, First People of Miller Mallee and obviously Sunny Tafe. So great project. Hopefully they all survive and grow up. And no going down there with your fishing rod, all right? Go down there to check it out.
I was actually down there Sunday, and they're going to have to clean it up. I'm not a fish expert, but it was like, gee whiz.
Well, I'm sure they've looked into it. There's plenty of brains amongst that group, so hopefully it's a huge success, and it's just another attraction down there, as well as for the environment.
It's a great spot down there, Liam. You go down there on a Sunday afternoon, a warm day, and there's families sitting around the shade, and they're all running around the water park. It has been a good addition to Mildura.
Yeah, and there's stage two coming up too, which is the Powerhouse Precinct, which is a massive injection into that. So over $10 million, and that's pretty much straight down the stairs of the extension of Langtry Avenue.
Okay.
And obviously the auditorium itself in the Powerhouse Precinct is going to be another function space and great area.
And unique.
Yes. Yeah, very unique. The cellar's been exposed where all the pumps were and all that sort of stuff. So that's actually going to be another space that maybe we can be hired out for gallery exhibitions and things like that. So yeah, it's all exciting. Hopefully we start moving some dirt soon.
It's funny, isn't it? For years and years and years, everyone in St. Rose would say, look at their riverfront. We've done nothing with the riverfront. We'll look at it now.
Well, we've done nothing but pay attention to the riverfront
in the last...
Yeah. And just on the other note with the sporting precinct too, obviously the second oval's going in and that'll have lighting, so it's a training oval to keep our standards up.
Yep.
Squash courts are going in.
Yep.
Potentially beach volleyball. Mm-hmm. And obviously we're getting four new outball netball courts that'll be under lights. So this is all in stage two. It's about to happen and it's out to tender at the moment. So hopefully we can move some dirt out there as well. So a lot of stuff happening and great to see.
And now you run into Christmas. It doesn't slow down for you.
No. Well, they've got Christmas carols on down at Norwindgee on Sunday night. So I've got 9 till 2 the opening. Then I'm out to Lake Coleraine, 4 till 6.
Yep.
Back into carols on 7 till 9. So it's a huge day Sunday.
Thanks for joining me this afternoon. You stay busy and safe and we'll chat again next week, mate.
Thank you.
No worries.
Oh, happy birthday too, by the way.
Oh, you had to... Yeah, you had to slip that into the end, didn't you?
Yeah.
Have a good one, Liam.
Cheers, mate.